Now, the color purple, surely you've been seeing the posters or you're aware that it's coming to South Africa. It is a classic and will be performed on our stages from the 4th of February, and it'll run for a month until the 4th of March. It's based on a book written by Alice Walker, published in 1982. And then the film came out in 1985, directed by Steven Spielberg. It has an incredible soundtrack, music from Brenda Russell, from Ellie Willis, and Stephen Bray. Those are the people that were responsible for the music for The Color Purple, and they did an exceptional job at making it the classic that it is when you think of the film, the book, as well as the soundtrack. So it'll be presented at the Nelson Mandela Theatre at Joburg, the Nelson Mandela Theatre at Joburg Theatre, within Joburg Theatre, and it opens on the 4th of February, which is a Sunday. If you have read it, I'd love to hear from you, as we'll be chatting to Bernard Jay, the executive producer of The Color Purple. I had to think back to the story and the difficulties of this story, Celie's story, the protagonist and the narrator of The Color Purple, this poor, uneducated young woman who her story is told over 40 years. And of course, she suffers abuse at the hands of her father, Alfonso, who beats and rapes her. She falls pregnant twice, first to a little girl and then second to a boy. And every time he takes these children away. And she has a younger sister, Nettie, who is believed to be prettier than her. And from the times, of course, when The Color Purple, the time that it was set in, it was thought that she had better prospects in life. But Celie decides to take her life into her own hands after being motivated by another character that emerges in the story later on. So it's coming to our stages. And interestingly, South Africa is the first country outside of the United States and the United Kingdom to produce this Tony and Grammy award-winning musical. So it's a great feather on our cap as far as the stages are concerned. Bernard, I think that's a great way to really start us off, to congratulate you on bringing this production to our stages and making us the first to stage it outside of the US and the UK. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Azania. Thank you very much. It's lovely to talk to you again. And yes, it's I'm producing this show with huge excitement. I can't wait for it to be on the stage. Now, it's been about 4 years in the making for us.
Oh, 4 years. I mean, yes. Why did the negotiations take this long?
It's not really. They took a while for the rights to be cleared for us to do it in South Africa. But it's also a matter of being able, you know, to cast the show with the actors you really want, and to get their availability, and then also to get a theatre's availability. You know, to persuade a theatre to come in as your partner, as Joburg Theatre has done, which I'm thrilled about. Mm-hmm. And then you have to fit into the schedule. So it's just been a long process without any real underlying reason behind it.
I see. But was the excitement, were you, when you made this proposal to have it staged in South Africa, was it met with a lot of excitement?
Yes, it was, which was lovely, because at the time there was a rumor that the new London production at the time was going to go onto Broadway. So it would be a revival of the musical on Broadway. And when that happens, the rights father countries tend to be withdrawn. They don't talk about giving rights until they know what's going to happen in New York, you know, and how long it's going to run there. But I was told by the people that represent the show in the States that the owners, which of course include Oprah Winfrey,
yes,
very much involved with this musical, wanted it to happen in South Africa. So all along, there's been this huge enthusiasm from the authors, the writer of the book of the musical, that is, Marcia Norman, the three composers that you were just talking about yourself, and then Oprah Winfrey and her partner, Scott Sanders. So it has been marvelous to see that enthusiasm over the time.
Yes, and speaking of Oprah, she wrote a letter for the cast in South Africa. And it's just a beautiful letter where she talks about her relationship with this production and why it is so special to her. I'm just going to read from parts of it. And she says, decades after its theatrical debut, I'm still astounded by how unique each new version of The Color Purple has been and how true and powerful to the original they all are. Everyone on the stage, behind the scenes and in the audience bears witness to something extraordinarily transcendent and uplifting. Much of that credit is due to the spirit of our ancestors that live on within the heart of Alice Walker's original story. I just loved that excerpt because it tells us of how important the story is to her, and how important it is to the readers and the lovers of The Color Purple. This must have been a great form of recognition for the cast members, for you guys as a team as well, to have Oprah write this letter with her hopes of the South African production of The Color Purple.
Yes, Azania, we were thrilled to receive it. Obviously, apart from the power of Oprah Winfrey's name and the celebrity behind it, it's indelibly connected now with The Color Purple, as you said, since she starred in the movie in 1985, playing Sophia, and then 20 years ago produced the original stage production of the musical The Color Purple. It's synonymous with The Color Purple, Oprah Winfrey, and to suddenly receive this kind of encouragement, and to know that she is personally aware of this show happening with an all South African cast, with an all South African team behind it, that's exciting for us. I think everybody is very boosted by it.
Oh, absolutely. And she goes on to say, there's no better time for the story to be told in South Africa. And she says, I invite you to experience the musical with the hope that The Color Purple will bring as much joy to your life as it has brought to mine. My goodness. Abundant blessings, she signs. I just thought it was so precious. What
abundant
did the cast?
Abundant blessings. It's a lovely way of signing off.
Absolutely. So the cast, let's look at the young people, the cast members that will be involved in this production, that already have these powerful words from Oprah as a form of encouragement. Lerato Mvelase stars as Shug Avery. I remember just Shug being this this cosmopolitan type of character, you know, who inspired the other ladies to just live a full life and to not let society's opinions hold them back.
Yeah, she's a kind of catalyst, isn't she, in the story, where her coming into this story every now and again moves other people. It motivates other women who have not had the freedom that Shug has had in her life to see that it is possible and that they can do something with their lives.
And then Didintle plays the part of Seely, you know, and Whoopi Goldberg, of course, won an award for the film her performance, of course. So they are big shoes to fill. It is so central to the storyline.
The role of Seely, probably, especially with the recent success of the revival of The Color Purple on Broadway with Cynthia Erivo, who won virtually every possible award she could win for playing it. Yes, to kind of step into these shoes now is an extraordinary thing to do. And it's really, I think, the most coveted female role in musical theatre at the moment. It's an extraordinary role to be able to go through the show. She ages 35 years, Seely, in the show, and she really drives it. But in the end, it is so emotional. It's an extraordinary emotional role that the audience just feel part of. And of course, the musical, although the story has all that horror in the background of the way these women were being treated, in the end, it's the most joyous, most fulfilling, the most uplifting kind of show that it could be by the end. And Seely just drives that the whole way.
You know, The Color Purple, even though it's set in a different time, it tells a very relevant story, and a story that's not new to our society, and a story that still needs to be addressed, you know. So how are you tackling it in order for it to capture the essence of the story, the importance, the themes of the story in its original form, but also making sure that it is relatable to an audience in South Africa? And I know that it tells a story of hardships, of anguish, love, joy, and hope. And these are timeless themes.
Yes. I don't think, you know, as any, we certainly are not changing the book to be relevant to South Africa. Mm-hmm. What I realized and my colleagues realized when we went after this musical is that it is relevant to South Africa. We still have headlines every day that you talk about on the radio every day, that are reflecting what was going on in the time that Alice Walker wrote this book about in the early 20th century in the southern United States. We don't, it's all there in the book. And I think all of us, the actors and all the creative team, have taken the message from it very seriously indeed. But at the same time, we're producing a musical. And a musical has to entertain its audience. You know, one doesn't want them to go out feeling low. And this is a marvelous combination. This is a musical that does tell an extraordinary story that South Africans will resonate with, I really do believe. But in the end, yes, we do entertain them. It's 2.5 hours of, I think, great music, you know, fabulous choreography.
Yes.
And I'm seeing now at rehearsals just wonderful performances. I'm very proud of the cast.
Yes, let's talk about the choreography. Who is involved? Who's taking care of that?
Oscar Buthelezi,
mm-hmm.
Young man who has been doing very well for himself in the world of modern dance and choreography in this country, winning
yes.
quite a lot of awards both here and overseas. Mm-hmm. This is his first real time as choreographer of what we call the Broadway musical genre. And I think he's having a marvelous time doing it, and something very different is coming out of it too, in the style of movement for this show.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's really exciting. Now, you know, Alice Walker uses a lot of crafty moves in how she tells the story. You know, she not only tells you the story, but she shows you Seeley's world through different techniques in the book. You know, she uses poor grammar, a lot of colloquial language. You find these short sentences in the exchanges, you know. And this lack of grammar also indicates a lack of education, the lack of education, and you can see the social status of the characters involved. So how did you approach the question of the dialogue and how it's set out?
The book for the musical itself was adapted by Marcia Norman, mm-hmm. who is a hugely successful playwright and television and film writer. And I think she has kept very closely to the vernacular, to the kind of accents that the people would have used at that time. But it's not, it isn't performed as a series of letters. The book, of course, is written as a series of letters, letters mm-hmm. to God, letters to Seeley's sister Nettie. The musical is much easier to kind of flow with, as it has to be, because you can't repeat a whole novel in a musical on the stage. Mm-hmm. But I think it very much, Marcia Norman has kept very, very faithful to Alice Walker's original intention on this.
Cannot wait. I really cannot wait to experience the musical on stage. So the run is quite short, though. It's just a month.
Yes, that's, you know, in Joburg, that's really what you can do. It is a 4 to 5 week run. We hope a lot of people will come and see it. But you really can't plan to run longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But what is very exciting for us now is because The Color Purple has not been performed yet in so many other territories and other countries beyond the UK, the USA, as you said, and now South Africa, we're getting a huge amount of interest now from other countries saying, can we bring your production, the South African cast, mm-hmm. Janice Hanneman's production as director, can we bring it to other territories maybe in 2019? And so we're negotiating that now, and it's really very exciting to think we might be doing that.
Oh, it is exciting. We can't wait, because 702 is the media partner for
yes.
The Color Purple. And we'll be seeing you on the 4th of February. Bernard, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That is the executive producer of The Color Purple, Bernard J. And it's coming to our stages, the Joburg Theatre and the Nelson Mandela Theatre, from the 4th of February, that's a Sunday, until the 4th of March. It is a classic, an incredible story that we'll now get to experience with our own, with our compatriots on the stage. And even just the title, I remember just digging and thinking, why The Color Purple? Why that title? Why did Alice Walker call this book that? And there's only one part in the book where it is referenced, where she references The Color Purple, and that's when Shug says to Celia that she thinks God gets very angry when you walk past The Color Purple in a field and don't notice it. It means when people ignore the beauty and the good that is in the world, it makes him unhappy. So that's the only reference, but I guess we all have to make it what we want.